401-418-8037.
Good morning, Sunshine Country. It's now 5 minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock, and I'm joined by the chair of the Montgomery County Board of Supervisors, Charlotte Schmidt, with me. Charlotte, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Nice to see you.
You've been busy all week.
It's been a busy
all weekend.
Yeah. usually you get a night or two, but you usually don't string together four nights of.
Well, Friday night I had you on my phone, and then I lost you.
Yeah.
So
it was a.
Friday night was the wild
Friday
one.
Night, and we went out of power, if you remember, and it was just nuts, and it took me forever to get everything reset. Sometimes when we get everything, when it all goes dark, getting everything back turned on and operational can take a minute.
And all of us, we all understand that.
So that is for sure. But you know what? I think we made it through. Had a couple rough nights there for sure the wind and the hail, and then even last night there were tornadic activity to our south. Overall, the county fair okay as far as like any damage to any equipment, or have you heard of anything like that as a result?
We did not hear anything.
Okay.
No one contacted us. Yeah.
All right. Just curious.
Yeah.
Supervisors meeting this morning. Let's talk about that. All the supervisors present at
They were all present today.
Okay. All the routine preliminary items were approved.
Were approved.
All right. Audience comments.
Let's see. We didn't have any audience comments today.
Okay. Supervisors weekly committee assignment updates.
The only one that actually had one was Bryant Amos, and he attended the public health board meeting.
Okay. Secondary roads update. What'd you have there?
Okay. The secondary roads hauled rock in the Red Oak area, replaced bridge planks on bridge in Tenville, and cleaned up storm damage.
Mm-hmm.
Q Avenue railroad bridges. They were pumping water and cleaning up on Monday, working on forms for concrete piling encasements in the South Pier, and possible concrete pour Thursday or Friday, weather permitting.
Okay.
And I kind of think the forecast maybe some rain.
There could be rain, yeah.
They were hoping to start hauling dirt from Q to L Avenue yesterday. It will likely be at least Wednesday or Thursday before they can start due to all of the rain.
Okay.
On the L Avenue Railroad Bridge, no work on Monday due to weather. They need to finish up excavation for the South Pier. When pier excavation is finished, they will be ready to start driving piling. Weather permitting, pile driving could start this Wednesday or Thursday. Sign damage occurred at both projects from the winds over the weekend. No damage to anything else. The sign damage has been repaired at both sites.
All right.
Okay.
So those projects are underway. This rain will certainly slow things down a little bit, I'm sure, for those guys. But
yeah, okay. we got quite a bit of rain. Yeah.
The next agenda item, Jan Norris, pipeline comments, limited to 5 minutes. Tell me about that.
Well, Jan had asked to be on the agenda because if you haven't heard, Summit filed a notice of intent to withdraw certain segments with the Iowa Utilities Commission on May 13th. And at this point in time, Summit intends to remove 4 ethanol plants, including Green Plains and Shenandoah and Powhat and Corning.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, she basically, she shared, we also as a supervisor had gotten the announcement and the actual filing Summit sent it to us. And so we got that information, and so she shared all that and then just, talked about, when you go out and fight for something that, mm-hmm. It could come to the on your side. So
okay.
I'm not saying that right, but basically she just felt that, it was kind of a win for everybody.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right.
And that Summit also, she just said that Summit could, they're going to regroup probably.
I'm sure.
Because they've invested a lot of money.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Anything else from Ms. Norris?
That was all today.
Maintenance update. Dan Wright, tell me what's going on there.
I'll tell you what, he called in sick this morning, so he was not there. So
okay.
We're going to reschedule that for next week.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at new business. Approve merit increase for maintenance director in the amount of $2 per hour effective June 1st.
Yeah, that was unanimously approved. Yes.
So what does that bring that rate to?
I don't have that with me. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I apologize.
Approve the following contributions to organizations for fiscal year 27. SWPCO, $3,077. Is that approved?
All, yeah, we approved them all together in one motion, but they were, you could go through them all. Yeah, they were all approved.
So they were all approved.
Yeah.
But that would be SWPCO 3,077, SWPCO Van Support 6,000, West Central Development 5,000, Southwest Iowa Housing Trust Fund 10,000, Family Crisis Center 250, Montgomery County Economic Development 30,000, Southwest Iowa Tourism 500, Southwest Iowa Art Tour 1,000, Golden Hills RC&D 10,000, and the Hungry Canyons Alliance 5,000.
Right.
And that was approved.
And, you know, we did that because they were in our budget and we approved the budget.
Mm-hmm.
But we needed to put this on the agenda and approve each of them, approve them so that they were in the minutes and they're documented that we actually approved them and that they'll be paid. So.
Okay. The approve the following fiscal year 26-27 library contracts for Red Oak. Were they approved as well?
They were all approved,
okay.
Correct.
Red Oak Public Library, $17,820. Elliott Library, $6,220. Same thing for Stanton, $6,020. And the Villisca Public Library, $7,645. Are those an increase from last year,
no,
or is it the
they're
same?
They're the same. They're all exactly the same, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Agenda items for the next meeting.
Well, we'll have claims, and then we'll have our maintenance update. So,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. How's the parking lot coming along? The rain slowed it down.
It's coming along.
Hit
good.
Pause.
I know. And usually I'll check with Dan when I get there on Tuesday morning. But it's all going. It's doing well. I mean, it's kind of on plan. But it's like with all that rain now, we kind of have to wait a minute.
Slowed it down a little bit. So they were clipping right along there pretty good.
I know.
All right. So. Anything else that we need to be aware of?
That's all I know.
All righty. So, Charlotte Schmidt, Chair of the Montgomery County Board of Supervisors. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
Make it a great day.
You too.
Spring is here, and it's the perfect time to get your home.